Well, he's the man in the spotlight, Damien Hoff, and he's the curator at the Adelaide Oval. We're normally talking about a day-night test match for the past 3 years, so we're wondering what the pitch will be like compared to a day-night test match Damien's given of his time. Hello, Damien.
Morning. How are we, guys?
Good, 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 mate. Can you tell us what to expect?
Hopefully something very similar. That's what we set out to do. So yeah, time will tell.
Damien, do you have to prepare a pitch differently for a night test compared to a day test, or is it all the same?
No, not now. I would have said when we first went to night test, we did prepare them slightly different, but we've had such good feedback from that moment forward that we sort of do all pitches now that way at Shield level. So it's going to be really interesting just to see how it plays for a test match compared to what we see at Shield level. So yeah, I'm pretty interested to see how it goes myself.
Yeah, so if you're in charge of both teams and you won the toss, and given it's going to be, I think, 37 degrees on the first day, what would you be looking to do?
Gone up to 39.
Now. Oh, wow. 39, jeez.
Yeah, good question. Like we have got a little bit more moisture in it right now, but it'll go today. So, and the grass cover, we've got a nice even amount of grass cover. But look, you normally win the toss and bat, so you think in that sort of heat that they want to have a bat and protect their bowlers, I think, in 39 degrees.
Yeah, and plus, mate, I guess when we were talking about the day-night, you used to leave the extra grass on to help protect that pink ball, but you just thought, well, I'll prepare the pitch the same?
Yeah, we did it 4 years ago, really. So we did it for the first Shield game with the pink ball, and we sort of asked the question then, what do you think about a red ball? Same sort of prep. I think it was Johan Botha at the time, and give you the feedback, direct on where we should be going. We're just after that. So can't say we always do right, but the goal is to get a contest to bat ball. We are for everyone.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Damien Hoff, the curator from the Adelaide Oval. We might get you just to move three steps to your right, Damien, because your phone just started to break up a little bit there, if that is possible. So, mate, do you ever get any... Well, I'm going to ask you, do you get instructions from Cricket Australia about how to prepare the pitch?
No, I never have. Never have. Thought maybe first year it dropped, but there was a little bit more... inquiring, but no, they just want to—they keen to understand what he's doing, but definitely never ever had a conversation on. No, this is a team coming. We do like type of pitch, so we're just really good. All of that era for consistency of level through the match, so that should play a test.
Yeah, we're just having a bit of trouble with that line again, Damien. Can I just get you to move? I'm not going to say three steps left. No, that's perfect there, mate.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds terrific there. When do you expect the pitch to take some spin, or will it take spin?
Well, if we can go on previous years, we would say that it should take spin for the game. So the course out there, we'll hope. Of course, Matt will put on the ball and it'll bite into there, like the grass, and get some sin. She'll just have young Lopi take, I think, Devonshire in the first innings. She'll go, who's a leggy here for Australia, so he's been able to get some sin. So, and sorry, Nathan's always done quite well here, so hopefully. It'll be early with the cover, and then as the western footmarks start to come in, the flag gets out of the
footmarks. Right. So the old Adelaide pitch used to break up, late fourth day, particularly on the fifth day. will this pitch break up?
No, that's a big difference. We tend to fight now with, I think people will say the drop. It might be right, but my suspect a new hit, mainly. So, just don't see that deterioration, through that understyle corridor. So, we sort of got to come up with other ways of trying to get that even. So, course map of grasses has been successful in part. Fingers crossed that it is to this guy.
Well, I'm sure it'll be in tip-top condition, Damien. We thank you for joining us on the program this morning, and we wish you all the best for the next 5 days. I'm sure it's going to be a cracking series, and to start it in Adelaide Oval, under 39 degrees heat, it's going to be a difficult day for whoever bowls, but hopefully Australia can win the toss and bat. But thanks for joining us on the line, mate.
Thanks, guys. Great, great, great.